Before announcing the news, the Wasatch County Council met in closed session last week with U.S. Forest Service officials and their attorneys to find out what to expect. While this is only the second time that the Rainbow Gathering has called Utah home, the group meets every summer in a national forest. While some of the news reports are a bit alarmist about the type of people that this gathering attracts, Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis says it's not an issue of fear, but of cautious optimism.
I think the group as a whole has a very good philosophical point of view of how they want peace in the world and so forth. Unfortunately, their history of splinter groups that attach themselves to them are not so friendly and have caused, in other communities, hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage and other things. So we welcome those that want to abide by the law. We're going to be cautiously optimistic, but those that that don't want to, we'll be prepared for them. So that's where we're coming from on this. It's not that we're afraid of the group. We're afraid of some of the people that associate with the group that don't comply with law.
The Forest Service has published an information sheet that Wasatch County is distributing. One of the items suggests that residents don't seek out or enter the gathering site for interest's sake alone. Davis says that's just a recommendation and nothing more than to reduce traffic coming in and out of the site.
That was forwarded us from the Forest Service because of the problems associated with access to the site. 20,000 people up in an area that was never meant to have 20,000 people creates a huge problem logistically to get people in and out of. These are backcountry roads. They are not camping in designated areas. They're off in meadow areas that are not designated for camping, and so access to them has no roads. And so it's a very limited thing, and that was the purpose of doing that, was to basically not jam things up too much.
While many people have already shown up, they were part of the spring council and were scouting for locations. Davis says the bulk of the group arrives later this month.
They're starting to come in. We're seeing groups of people come through Heber now, and they're starting to gather. That we were told by the group that they would start arriving this week and could be here as long as a month.
The county is beefing up its emergency responders and police and alerting local medical providers to get payment up front.
The last community, they left over $200,000 of unpaid medical bills, so we've worked with our hospital to try to as best as possible handle these issues. There could be fallout to the Park City area as well, since the Park City Hospital is in proximity, and so they are being warned as well that when these things come in, we have to handle them, and we will handle them, but many of these people do not pay their bills and try to leave the burden on the local citizens.
One death at the gathering has been reported. An autopsy is being done to confirm the cause of death. Other than that, Davis says they had one report last weekend when Rainbow members came into town looking for a free lunch.
Some members of this group crashed a wedding reception in Heber City and just started participating in the meal unrequested. And so there was no violence or anything like that. So that's good. That's the only other report we've had.
He says he's also been in contact with neighboring sheriff officers for backup and, in the event, extra jail space if needed. Well, there's an opportunity for some economic benefit given the sheer numbers, as many as 20,000. He says that could be countered with increased theft.
Certainly, for businesses that receive that income, that is certainly a welcome thing. However, as I said, in times past, many of the businesses, we've contacted those areas, and many of the businesses have reported that their incident of shoplifting and other things is so high that in some cases it offsets the benefit. So we're being optimistically cautious. We hope that everything will go well that way. We certainly welcome people here that want to abide by the laws.
The county council met in an emergency closed session last week with Forest Service representatives, he said, to discuss potential legal issues.
Even though their activities are somewhat illegal, they are very litigious, and so we were being briefed on those possibilities for our community. For instance, if ambulances don't arrive when they think they should arrive, they will sue the county for lack of response. If our attorney's office doesn't handle the cases the way they think they should, they will sue our attorney's office. So all those types of things we're just preparing for.
That's Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis. He says he plans to stay away from the gathering and will just make sure that he has the needed personnel to respond to any incidents. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.